Grüezi miteinander, ganz herzlich willkommen und einen weiteren wunderschönen Tag, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren, liebe Freunde aus nah und fern, auch in Deutschland und in Österreich. Ich begrüße Sie ganz herzlich hier aus dem Epizentrum des World Economic Forum in Davos mit so vielen interessanten Besuchern von einer Vielfalt und auch Unterschiedlichkeit, die immer wieder beeindruckt. Und jetzt ist es gelungen und ich bin sehr, sehr dankbar, dass, jetzt muss ich schauen, dass ich das richtig ausspreche, seine Hoheit, seine fürstliche Hoheit, Fürst Albert von Monaco, wenn wir Schweizer Aristokraten gegenüberstehen, dann verlieren wir den Boden unter den Füßen. Nein, Fürst Albert von Monaco, Sie sind hier am WEF, herzlich willkommen in Davos. Was hat Sie heute am World Economic Forum, what has you inspired most at this first day?
Well, of course, I had several meetings that started at 7:30 this morning on mostly on ocean, on the blue economy, on the different challenges that our environment, because there's a big component for several years now on environmental issues here at WEF, and so it's very important to make those to build up the consensus and the awareness and these solutions for our environment. But I was able to sit in on President Zelensky's address to the World Economic Forum, and he's a very he's a real fighter, and he's really incredible in his determination and willingness to end this conflict in the right way possible. So all these issues are very, very important. I had other side meetings, and I'm about to have another one very, very shortly. But it's always so important to be here, not only for the information that you gather, but for the different people that you can meet here. Not only the CEOs or presidents of big companies, not only the politicians or different government leaders, leaders of NGOs or of other organizations, but just everybody that's involved here. It's always so important to keep the dialogue going and keep the ideas coming for our world and for a better world for us and for the generations that will follow us.
Keep the dialogue going. I mean, that's the Swiss motto. Everybody talks with everybody about everything. I mean, you're the head of state of a very interesting country, Monaco. We are living now in crazy times of conflict, of strife. What's the message of Monaco to the world? What does Monaco actually stand for, this mysterious, fascinating Sehnsuchtsort, this place of dreams at the Mediterranean. What does Monaco stand for in today's world?
Well, I hope we're not so mysterious. I mean, we're pretty open about how we do things and where how we want to contribute to the dialogue and to the international community. You know, we're a very small country, but and with other small countries, but we're home also to 140 different nationalities in Monaco. So on a little over than 2 square kilometers, that's pretty good that everybody lives in harmony. So if we can, if on our small scale and modestly, if we're able to do that, hopefully we can that could be scaled up to other countries. But we just want to participate in the advancement of our world and how to create a more sustainable and fair world and most importantly a peaceful world and a world that is safe, so that we can bring the next generations that are following us into a better place.
You're the son of a very famous family. You had very famous parents, Fürst Renier and the eternal Grace Kelly. What was the most important message from your parents to you about life?
The most important message was to listen to people, to keep your mind open, and to try to do good around you. And that's we've carried, my sisters and I think hopefully have carried this advice and this message forward, is to, you know, to contribute in the best way possible to not only to people around you and to your family, but to the outside world, to your country, but then also to the outside world.
Last question. We are living in gloomy times. Yeah. There is war, there is crisis, there are terrible issues. What's the silver lining at the horizon? What's the positive aspect that that inspires you?
Well, the positive aspect is that, you know, we have to believe that we can still talk to the people that are in conflict, and that we can still try to help to resolve these different conflicts around the world. But the most important, all these conflicts are taking us away from what is really important. And what is really important is that we are all trying to live on this planet, and we are trying to see a way forward and a future. And we have to care about our planet first and foremost. And there are tremendous problems out there, both on land and in the ocean, and different pollutions of different kinds. We are living unsustainably, mm-hmm. And so if we want to be able to have a future, but also for the next generations, we're not doing this just for us. We have to think of more sustainable solutions for the future.
Thank you very much, Fürst Albert. And as a Swiss, I can say Monaco is some kind of a sister republic or a sister monarchy, because you're also a safe haven for people from all over the world. All the best to you and have a great year.
Danke vielmals.
Tschüss. Wiederluege. Ade miteinander.